Welcome back to the Finsiders, Dolphins and the Bills on Sunday. It's going to be a lot of fun, not just for us, of course, but for the players as well. So let's get the player perspective. Wide receiver Rishard Matthews joining us in the studio. Huge, huge part in the win the other day against New England. 5 catches for 64 yards. Was that game about as much fun as you've had in an NFL uniform so far?
Yeah, definitely. You know, to have it be at our home field and just to see the stands full and our fans behind us, you know, it definitely was really fun.
I know players always say, hey, it's one game at a time and every game means the same thing. And they do. There's 16. They all, you know, rank equally, I guess, when it's all said and done. But did it feel like more than just a regular game the other day? You just mentioned the crowd and everything.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, you know, the stands are full. That's the fullest I've ever seen them. You know, to play the Patriots at home and to beat them, that was the first time that I've been a part of a win against the Patriots since I've been here. And I think that's the first time that they've been beat kind of in a while. So it really meant a lot, and, you know, we all had a good time.
Good stuff. Rishard Matthews is here. Talk to us a little bit about being the next guy up. Your role has obviously changed, you know, since the Brandon Gibson injury, and you're excelling. You're flourishing. We mentioned the stats just from the other day. The preparation that goes in, knowing that at any moment, you know, your role could drastically change, because it's not just you. It's a guy like Charles Clay. It's a guy like Mike Thomas the other day. I mean, who would have thought all of that was going to happen? Maybe just, you know, the mental preparation aspect of being the next guy up.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, your preparation has to, you know, kind of excel more. You know, you kind of have to be in your playbook a lot more than you are before. And, you know, you just got to kind of be a professional on and off the field way more than what you were, you know, coming into the season, like being in the position that I was in. And, you know, but I'm just trying to get and take advantage of the opportunity that I've been given.
You've certainly done that. 10 guys, I think, caught passes the other day from Ryan Tannehill in the win over the New England Patriots. It's a good thing, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, is it a function of the way they were playing defense? Is it a function of you got a bunch of guys that can get open? I mean, how do we arrive at a number like that?
I mean, you know, I have more than enough confidence with my teammates, and they're all playmakers. And, you know, any given Sunday, anybody can make plays. You know, anybody can have a whole bunch of catches, a whole bunch of yards, you know, make big-time plays. And I think Ryan has a lot of confidence in all of us, and, you know, he knows his role, and he knows he's a leader, and he's been doing a good job at that so far.
It seems like his comfort level with the receiving core, and I'll include the tight ends and the backs, obviously, with that, and you're comfortability with Ryan has gone up, and I suppose that's only natural. There is an adjustment period, right, for you know, a bunch of new wide receivers and a quarterback getting together?
Yeah, but I mean, for myself, I mean, I've been with Ryan, you know, this is both our second year, and I was with him a lot last year. You know, we got a lot of chemistry down. I just wasn't really playing in the games, but you know, like I said, he has confidence in everybody. You know, he lets us know, you know, hey, you know, I'm gonna give you the throw, you know, just make something happen. And I think we've been doing that, and a lot of guys have been making plays, and you know, everything's going good right now.
Wide receiver Rishard Matthews is here. You mentioned the making plays part. To me, that's been the biggest difference for the Dolphins, maybe from the Chargers game through now, and the success that the Dolphins have had. You know, I think fans, media, talk show hosts, people like to talk about play calling and X's and O's, and those things are fun, and they matter, obviously. But I think back at the wins, especially the last, you know, 5-6 weeks, whatever it's been since the game against San Diego, I'm thinking about Charles Clay breaking a big tackle against the Chargers and going 39 yards. Nothing crazy X's and O's there. Same thing in the Jet game. Hartline and Wallace kind of breaking tackles, making something happen. Charles Clay the other day, 4th and 5. He's basically got to go 8 yards to pick up the first down. Your nice catch to set up Thigpen's touchdown, which was a nice play. To me, that's been one of the differences watching the passing game, the success you guys have had, is what you guys are doing when you have the ball in your hands.
Yeah, like I was saying earlier, you know, everybody's a playmaker. And like you said, those plays that were made were, you know, short plays or long plays, but the defender was on us at that time, and, you know, they just made something happen. And like I said, Ryan has confidence enough to put the ball out there, and, you know, I'm just glad we're making plays for him.
Is that the more fun play as a receiver? Maybe you get, like, the 4-yard catch and you turn it into 40, I mean, as opposed to just catching it down the field?
Definitely. You know, we go out there and catch the ball, but, you know, to make somebody miss and, you know, make it that more exciting is definitely a lot more fun.
Rishard Matthews is here. How would you describe, I guess, the mindset of this team going into this game against Buffalo? It's obviously a big game. You understand everything that it means. It's on the road, division game, probably not ideal passing conditions with the weather. What's the sense of this team right now?
You know, we're all just confident. You know, a lot of guys, you know, we definitely know the goal and what's up to stake. And we definitely want to go down there and get a W. And we're all, you know, just looking forward to this weekend and, you know, going up there playing the cold against Buffalo.
How is the cold in Pittsburgh? Because it's going to be, I guess, similar temperatures.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard it's going to be pretty similar. But Pittsburgh, it wasn't really that cold. You know, I'm from Nevada, so it's kind of the same. It's kind of similar. But I think we all adjusted well, and we'll do the same this weekend.
There you go. Rishard Matthews, wide receiver, big game the other day against the Patriots. 5 catches, 64 yards, including a big 24-yarder right before Marcus Thigpen's eventual game-winning touchdown. Always good to catch up with you. Thanks for coming in, man.
Cool. Thanks, Jesse.